afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lloyd Dennis speaking to you, who for the second time today has the pleasure of greeting you from the south portico of the White House in the nation's capital, where the sport of egg rolling, an ancient and traditional custom here in Washington and in other countries throughout the world, we understand, has been taking place and shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. The weather, as those of you know, who have been in the vicinity of Washington today, has not been very propitious. But thousands have awaited the arrival of the President of the United States to extend his annual Easter greeting. And even though it has rained, the crowds have refused to move, waiting the arrival of the President of the United States. And you can tell very well from the applause and the cheers going up that he has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I'm very glad to see all of you here today, old and young alike. I hope you're having a grand time, and I hope the rain's going to stop.
The thousands of children and adults who are standing before the south portico of the White House remain in rapt attention as the President waves to them. You heard his few words of greeting, and the countless thousands who have waited here for hours to hear those words feel that the day has been a successful one, even though the rain has made it very unpleasant for them. As a matter of fact, at this very moment, a rather heavy shower is falling. And although there are quite a few umbrellas in evidence throughout the throng, there are going to be many a new Easter bonnet, thoroughly drenched, we fear, before the afternoon is over. I'm very much afraid, too, from the way the rain is coming down, that there will be no more egg rolling this afternoon. As a matter of fact, the crowd is now very rapidly dispersing. After all, they were principally awaiting the arrival of the President of the United States to make his appearance and speak his few words of greeting. And now that he has been here and has spoken to them, for them, the day is over.